So we start the Gemara. The Gemara says, open up. Gemara says that, to fill up, so what does Gemara say? May the Tani Avos, Aslal, there are Tolados, and there's obviously some sort of halachic significance that way, right? So what is the Gemara's question? Right. So therefore, now what does the Gemara do? Which two cases?
Shabbos and Sukkot.
Good. Gabi Shabbos. Good. 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 Good.
It wouldn't make a difference whether you break Shabbos by or Mezid, because either way, with an Avi, you will get Skila, and with a Tolod, you get Skila.
Good.
So
if you're both Chayav, it doesn't matter between Shogi and Mezid, what's the difference between an Avi and a Tolod? Now,
Gemina, the Eagle of each day, always for Hala Hazde, the Eagle of each day, always for Hala Hazde, the Chayav Tolod, the Eagle of each day, 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 the difference would be that if you do two ovos together, if you do two tolos of different ovos together,
good,
it would be five for each one. But
good,
if you did an ov and it's two and the same tolos of that ov together, you can only do five for one.
Good, we're going to talk about that more tomorrow. Keep going.
The more ovs, when we get left, the more five tolos of the ov, Amai, Torei Av, Amai, Torei Zvoda. But according to the Rebbe, it doesn't make a difference between tolos and ov. Why is it called ov and why is it called tolos?
We're going to figure out what's going on between statement A and statement B here, but again, that will be more tomorrow. Shift. Keep going. So, what does he answer? Good. So now that's Shabbos. So the Maskana is by Shabbos. Told us is Kiyotzeh. Okay, how about Tumah now? Good.
Now we're going to bring Tumah, and we're going to do something different. We're going to have Mishnah. Always Tumah, Hasheret, 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 the Tani is. Because they have not been
today. Okay.
So
we have the case of Sheret, the case of Shechvazera, and the case of Tummy Mace. The case of Tummy Mace is a person who touched a mace, the dead body is then a via bosa Tumah. Right, and then what happens? You touch it, the dead body, you become a avatoma. Okay, now what do we see? Now by this point of the avatoma, now he explains how is it told the same love to you? Go ahead. So we see there are fundamental different dinim between the av and the tolod. Right. So then, what's the big question now?
So in our case, what's the din?
Okay, well, this is these two words we're going to be focusing on just to finish this part of the Gemara. Amar Papa, he says yesh v'yesh, right? Yesh men kiyotzben, yesh men lav kiyotzben, and the Gemara later on, Bezim Bezik, Gimel Menalov, is going to help us understand this line of yesh v'yesh. But we're going to focus today on what is this hachamai? What is this question? And we're going to see that there are two ways to formulate this question by Arba of Sezikin when we say toldos lav kiyotzben or lav kiyotzben. Okay, we're going to formulate two different ways to understand that question. What are the two ways to understand it? Or at least one way, how do you understand it? What does it mean, hachamai? What's the question? Without looking at Rashi, what were the different ways of saying it?
What's the way in which what's it here? They're almost like told us that this is a way to ask.
And meaning, so what's the purpose of bringing the case of you just read a whole Gemara that tells me there's a case of Shabbos and there's a case of Tumah.
So
what's the purpose?
So which one is more like? Is it more like Shabbos or more like?
So what formulation is saying? Which one is it more similar to? That's one formulation of the question. Okay? On my diagram here, which one is it like then?
Shabbos.
No, I'm saying picture one or picture two. When I have it. This side or this side? Everyone see how it's mapped out here? Okay? This part over here. This part over here is saying Shabbos is told as Kiyotzben. This one says We're saying, well, how come I? What's happening by this case? Right? And here you have a different way to formulate the question. Okay? One way you just formulated it is, how come I? Which one is Arba Avos Nezikin more similar to? Right? That was one way, right? Which one is it? Okay, that's this formulation here. What's this formulation? What's the second way to formulate it? What does Hachamai mean? What's the second way to formulate it?
That there's reason to think both. There's reason to think that either one can be true. So
why do I think they're why can both be true? What does that mean?
They're both cases of Avos.
Ah, okay. And therefore, what then is our question, Hachamai?
Our question is, we have no specific rule as to what an Av should be. So we need to know, in general, what are the Avos going to be.
Why do I not have a specific rule?
Because you've got two different cases.
Am I asking, is the Nezikin similar? Or, what am I asking?
What's the rule?
Right? You see how that's formulated this way? Formulated this way, it's not saying which one is more similar. Is it more similar to the case of Shabbos, and therefore should I have the halachas of Tolos Kiyotzeven? Or is it more similar under the category? Really, if I think the first way to formulate it, we'll see this maybe is one way to look at the Machlokes Rishonim, is how do I formulate it? Is really Arba Nezikin not really a separate category? But which one is it more similar to? And therefore, when I think about Arba Nezikin, what do I think about? And do I think about the model of Shabbos? Or do I think about the model of Tumah? It's really like a subcategory, not halachically, but in Machshava, how you understand it. Or, when Hachamai, the whole purpose of bringing in the Gemara between Shabbos and Tumah, what was it? What was the reason I brought it? It's not telling me which one is it more similar to, but what is it? It's telling me that I have what? What's the word?
The third category.
Why do I have a third category? Meaning, I have a precedent. I know that these things are out there. There's a thing called an Av and a Tolo by Shabbos, and I know that there's a concept called Tolo Sein Kayotzeven. I know there's a Din of Tumo, Tolo Islam Kayotzeven. Now I have a third separate category. Do I care if it's really more similar to Tumo or Shabbos? No, that's not what I'm asking. I know that there's a precedent. There's a thing called Shabbos, Tolo Sein Kayotzeven. I know there's a thing called Tumo, Tolo Sein Kayotzeven. Now I have a case of Rabbis Nezikin. What is Allah? Not that is it more similar to Tumah or more similar to Shabbos? What is the din? What's the din? A whole third separate category. Okay? Now let's see who says what within the Hachamai. Okay, these are two different fundamental approaches how to do it, and you'll see how the Rishonim then come in. You'll see some of the questions that we're going to deal with when we read the Rishonim inside. So in Rashi, go ahead, Mr. Levine, read Rashi, please. When Rashi reads it, okay, Rashi, at the beginning, when you read Rashi, it's not clear which one he said, in my opinion. You don't know yet. The only way you're going to be able to point to Rashi in one of them is as you continue reading. As you continue reading, you'll be able to point Rashi over here or over there. But obviously, there's another problem with Rashi at the beginning. Mr. Levine, please read for me Rashi. Hachamai.
Hachamai. Tolo b'Shabbat havu kavod. Tolo b'tumah lo havu kavod.
Good. See, now when I read it the 10th or 12th time, I think it actually is clear which one it is. But what is his question? How does he understand whether?
It seems it's more right about this one over here.
Correct. That's what I think also after reading it the 10th or 12th time. Okay? Over here. We'll see. We'll get there. Okay, or not. The truth is actually it could be over here. We'll see. I actually think it's over here. But okay, go ahead, Mr. Levine, go ahead. What does it mean?
Translate
for me.
Tolo for Shabbat are like.
We just finished saying it's what? It's like Avos. That it, good.
Of Tumah are not like Avos.
Good.
And so here the Tolo Nezikin are what?
Right, what is it? Do we say Kayotzeven? How does he understand the question of Tolo's Kayotzeven? What does Rashi seem to say right now?
Are they like Avos or not?
Right? What he says, forget about this point, I'm not going to put it here yet. Right now I'm just going to write down what the question of Kiyotzeven or not Kiyotzeven means. What does it mean? What does he say it means? Versus Law of Kiyotzeven?
Are they allegedly like Avos or not?
Yeah, what does he say about it? What about it? So if it's Kiyotzeven, what does he say?
Then
you have to what?
Then you have to pay
a book. You have to pay. You have to pay. Don't say the word full. He doesn't talk about anything about full. He doesn't even say the word mishapah. He says to pay. Versus lav kiyotz men, what does he say? Odil what's lav kiyotz men? What does lav kiyotz men mean? You don't have to pay. Right? Lo. Seemingly means that you don't have to pay. You don't mean told us lav kiyotz men. Doesn't follow the rules of Av. And therefore you don't have to pay. What's the problem with Rashi? Go ahead, Mr. Kant, what's the problem?
Well, it definitely seems like something, and it's nothing that being paid up.
Right, it's a big problem. If I don't have to pay something, what do you mean? It says, avos, michval nikotolos, meaning what? Tolos has some sort of chalos. How can you say just because it's a toll, they don't have to pay at all? Right? Seemingly, it's very, very difficult. The formulation of the briskarov on this was in the first paragraph that I asked you to read, if you got to it. If not, I'll read it to you inside anyway right now. Right? The briskarov says, give me a second. Ulechora eino muvan. And the truth is, the briskarov points out, if you look straight through, we'll take around 3 to 4 Rashis, everything he says is maishno when it talks about and bezim and beis going up to gimel and aleph, when it's going to talk about the distinctions between the av and the tolda. Rashi keeps saying the difference between an av and a tolda is, are you chayv or are you not chayv? Exactly the simple pshat of what we just said right now. Says the briskarov, I'm 6 lines in, ulechora eino muvan. Dim ala tola do leka chiyuv klal. If there's no chiyuv at all, le'inyan mind it grow tolos. Why does it have the status called tolos? Right? Balozeh shamina mimas nisim. That's what our Mishnah is saying. The avos michal de ikotolos. And when we say there's a tolos, it's not just not for fun, but rather malkoch the gamal tolos ikot chiyuv nizikin. Must be there's some sort of punitive damages, some sort of remuneration, something. Very, very difficult. We're going to get back to understanding Rashi. Okay? Very, very difficult. So therefore we went now to the Riff. Everyone open up to the Riff, please. Okay? The Riff sees this question, and he's got his own issues, the Riff. Okay? The Riff says what? Just as an introduction to the Riff. Okay? We know, as we read in the Pesukim, that it talked about the shore being a Nagah, and there's a difference between the shore Tom and the shore Mort. We had talked about that within the shore, you have the Karen, the regel, and the shame. Okay? And we said that within the Karen, there's a distinction brought down in the Pesukim, brought down following by the Mishnayot, difference between a short tom and a short mort. What's the difference? The short tom, what is the difference? The short tom only pays what? Chatzin Nezek. Versus the short mort, when he's scoring, what does he pay? Nezek Shaling. Versus what? When we also, what's the other difference in payment? First of all, even before you pay, this distinction, is it by all the avos, or is it only by the shore of the keren? Only by the shore of the keren. Right? The other distinction is what? Right? The question of how you pay. Do you pay from your roof, which is by which case? The shore. Tom, because the pasuk says, umachar et hashor hachar. It says the shore hachar umachar et chatzias kaspo. It talks about the roof. Versus by the muat, what does it say? The aliyah, what's aliyah mean? The best stuff, Meitav Haaretz. Okay? That's just an introduction based on Sukkim and Mishnayos. If you've done Mishnayos here in parentheses, it's very important to find time to do all of the Mishnayos Bava Kama, so you have more basic yesodos of what we're talking about also. Very, very important to find some time to do the Mishnayos of Bava Kama. Back to what we're talking about here. Because of that, the Riff says, go ahead, Mr. Vogel. The Riff says, Midiktani Avos Michlal. Yeah, what does it say?
So, the Zolos are like, it's saying, it depends on whether the Zolos are like the Avos or not.
Midiktani Avos, what's it says? Avos, Michla, what does Michla mean? Michla means to imply that there is Todos. The Gemara's question was, Todos, saying Kiyotz Ben Olav, Kiyotz Ben Perush. Read for me, Mr. Vogel. Yeah, what does it mean? Since we hold that, what does Knas mean? What does that mean?
Just a punishment.
Meaning that what? In principle, since he's a short tom, right? Maybe you wouldn't have to pay because he's a short tom, right? But they considered it a Knas in order enough that some sort of level of culpability. Keep going. Umuot. Okay? That is just the introduction of telling me the differences in payments between what and what? Between Tom and Mord. Keep going. Mishalim, Nezek Shalim, Min Aliyah. That's one big question, which is what? It's good that you didn't breathe there. Good, then what? Be'in al-Meida. What does be'in mean? No? Be'in, we need. None is a suffix of we. We need to know, Lameida. Hani tolados. Dahani avos. Go ahead. These told us of these avos. Do we say, Kiyotze ben? How does the Rif understand Kiyotze ben? The Rif understands Kiyotze ben. That what? What does it mean, Mr. Vogel? What does Kiyotze ben mean? Right, that told us are going to equal the same thing of the avos that within Karen, that what? The same distinction that we just said, that Tom is going to pay what? It doesn't matter if it's actual Karen or Neshicha, the told us of Karen, Neshicha, Ruvitza, Bi'ita, it doesn't matter. Right? That's what I just said. Who just asked that? Yes. 100%. Or maybe. Good. Tom, that should be the question. Good. That's going to be the question. One of the questions. Good. Tom, versus what? Mu'at is what?
Nezek
Shalish. Okay? And therefore, there would be no distinction. Just like by the avos of the Karen, you have this distinction. And so too, Kiyotze Ben, or what? What's the law of Kiyotze Ben? And therefore, Moshe, help me out over here also, because I have one question on this also. Yeah, look, Kiyotze Ben, then what? What would it mean then? Go ahead, Mr. Vogel. Then what? By the time, by what would happen? Would I be making the same distinction between the Av and the Tolda? No, right? Right? By the time, the case of Tom and Mort, by the Av, what am I paying? Nezek Shalim, right? Versus by the Tolda, what am I paying? Yeah, Chatzi Nezek, right? Because Tolda say Lav Kayotze Ben, right? The Tolda here is going to be such, since it's Lav Kayotze Ben, the Tolda is going to be what? Chatzi Nezek. Right? The question is, what does he say here about the Tom part? By the Tom part, we said that what? By the Av, it's Chatzi Nezek. The question is, what does he say? He doesn't say.
Nothing.
Either is he going to say that it's nothing or Chatzi Nezek? That's the part I wasn't 100% sure about. He definitely doesn't say it. The question is, what does it mean? Okay? Now, that I'm not sure yet. Yeah. I want to repeat the riff again. The Simcha. The riff. Okay, what does the riff say? Jed, you with me? Go with the riff? Yeah. Good. So what does the riff say? Told the same Kiyotze Ben or Lav Kiyotze Ben. If you tell me, first of all, the riff in the simple reading says what? It's talking about which dinim? The dinim of Karen.
Only Karen.
Only Karen? That's what he writes. Or seemingly he writes.
Where
right?
Where does he say only Karen?
You tell me. He asked, of Diko Toldos, Kiyotze Ben Lav Kiyotze Ben, Peirush. What does perish mean? Let me explain to you what's going on here. Came and the Kaim along the Nezek, Shalim Mamonu, and Chatzi Nezek Knasu. He's talking, what's the case of Chatzi Nezek and Nezek Shalim? What's that distinction? By Karen, by Tom and Mord. Tom and Mord is only by Karen, right? That distinction, right? That's what we had said. That Regel is Muat Mitchilasa, Shane is Muat Mitchilasa. There's no distinction between Tom and Mord. Okay? Then what does he say? We know within the riff, what does he say? That there's a distinction in payments being a short time and the shore more. Okay? So the question is, does that distinction only apply on which level? On the avos? But do we say that there's a distinction between the avos and toldos or not? Toldos saying piyotze ben means there's no difference. Just like by caring, there's that distinction between a short time and a shore more. That by a short time you pay what? Only a Chatzi Nezek versus Mu'at you pay what? Nezek Shalim. So that same distinction will happen whether you do the actual goring or you do any of the toldos of Karen. I.e. you bite or you crouch or you kick. Those are three examples the Gemara gives them. Okay? So when I do that tolda, we would say Kiyotze Ben, same halachas, the same distinction in payment. Or do we say Lav Kiyotze Ben? Which means what? It's not the same. That distinction is true when it comes to what? To the Av, when I actually do the goring. that if I'm a tam, I pishasi nezik and mu on a tail, nezik shalim. But when it comes to when I bite, okay, or I kick, there isn't that same distinction. And therefore, if I'm a muat, as opposed to the av where I pay nezik shalim, what's going to happen if I do the toldo where I bit or I kick? I'm only going to pay nezik chatzi nezik. Why? Because toldo is lav kayotze behen. Because the toldo is not exactly like the av, and you don't have that distinction.
So that we pay half because not like it, you pay half.
Well, since it's not like it, it doesn't follow the same distinction of the av. Okay? That's how he sees the question of the moment. Obviously, already the advantage of the Ritva. The advantage of the Rif over Rashi is what?
The question is middle,
well, he has some sort of middle ground. Meaning, the problem we have with Rashi is if you're saying Tolosin Lav Kiyotzeban, then what? You're not paying at all. Right? That, so then we said that the whole concept of Tolda then is meaningless, which we know is not true, seemingly. Versus the Rif, at least, even if you say Lav Kiyotzeban, obviously you're paying, you're just paying on a lower scale. Okay, that's one advantage of the Rift. Now, what's the problem with the Rift? We're going to have a couple problems with the Rift. Okay, what's the simple first shot of the first problem of the Rift? What's the problem of the Rift? Yeah, Mr. Sam.
I just want to know, where do you get hash from?
Yeah. Where do you get what? Meaning meaning the concept of what, why?
Love Kyotsuban.
Love Kyotsuban. Why am I saying that the toldo of the moon is going to chatzin nezek? First of all, it's my assumption. He doesn't spell it out. My assumption is only because that's like on a certain level of basis, which again is part of my question then of what happens with the tam. Do you say that normally tam is chatzin nezek, but here since toldo sin lav kiyotzeban, you make up a figure of like, you know, a quarter, you know? Or is it maybe on a certain level since lav kiyotzeban by the tam, which wouldn't be so crazy, that maybe even he would say in that case it's nothing, which we'll get to. That might be the chidush, which we're going to get to. Okay? The reason I said a chatzin is because I have that parameters built in already. Okay? Yes?
You might assume that he would pay nothing?
Maybe. And that might even be the whole chidush. Okay? Now, look at what's the problem with the riff. What's the problem with the riff? What are we asking? Help me out here. What do we say here? We read the Gemara. We read the first line of the Gemara. For the people in your own time, we read the Gemara. For the people not in your own time, you don't know that we read the Gemara. Okay? When we say 11:10, please be here 11:10. On time. Thank you very much. Now, what do we got? It says, Ovos Michal de Wat. There's Tolados. Am I only talking about Karen? No. Right? But what is he living? He's saying, told the same thing, Yotzman, not Yotzman. What's it talking about? A whole distinction with Karen. But what are we talking about? We're talking about we're talking about all the cases, right? Yeah, we're talking about everything. Okay, if you look on the side here in the Agos Vitziyunim, this seems to be the first problem. The first problem here that also the Brisker, everyone's going to deal with this problem, is what's going on with the Rif. The Rif is explaining the whole Gemara from Beis of an Olive straight through now to Beis of a Beis and Gimel. We're going to be talking about all these things about Tolos, and we want to know Told the same Kiyotzeben, allowed Kiyotzeben. Okay? And all of a sudden he seems to be limiting it to only one of the Avos, of the Karen. But I have all the other things which we talk about in the Gemara. If you read it inside in Ot Bet, he says, Sarachiyun, the Posach, Midiktani Avos. The Gemara says, Midiktani Avos. Michlal the Eko Toldos. Right? Michlal the Iboyale, that the question is, the Kulu Avos the Mishnah. We're talking about, which is the simple shot in the Gemara, that what? Once you say Avos, then Toldos is on all four. And then what does he say? Visosam, and he ends off with Tam Umut, the Enam Rak, Bishor, Vitarvayu Avos. Then he leaves off and says what? It's only by the Shor. And then the whole question of Tam Umut. Okay? So that's the big question. Hold on. Give me a second. Therefore, there's a big question on the Rif. So there would be two ways to understand the Rif. There are two ways to understand how to try to get out of the Rif. The Rif again says what? The Rif says that is told the same Lav Kiyotzeban, but based on the dinim of Karen. Asked this Hagos, but the Mishnah and the Gemara seems to be saying what? Let's talk about everything. But when we say told the same Lav Kiyotzeban, he's making all the distinctions within a specific laws of Karen. How about everything else? So there are two, before I take your questions, there are two fundamental ways to try to even answer that up. What are the two fundamental ways to try to answer this up? How are we going to answer for the riff? Two ways to understand it. Either to say what? He's what?
Just giving an example.
Basically say love God. Right? One way to say it, when he says Karen, he's going to be teaching us a general principle of Torah, say love Kiyotzi Behen. He's using Karen as an example to teach me that Torah, say love Kiyotzi. But really, it's not only limited to Karen, it applies to all the Avos. So don't take us so literally. Right? It's really an example of everything. That's the way. You're going to see in the Briska Rav, and that's the way maybe we'll see in the Rosh. The other way to explain it methodologically is what? Not that it's Lav Dafka, but what? What's the other way to formulate it? What's the reason why it brings down the case of Karen? Why is he specifically bringing this case down? Again, I go back to you. What's the question of the Gemara? Told or sayin, kiyotzin alav, kiyotzin. Right? So what happens? Told or sayin, kiyotzin. So what do I have? I have two cases. Right? So then I have a question. Right? Which one, depending on how you want to formulate the question, whether it's similar to or what's the din. Okay? One way to say it is maybe what? I don't really have such a big question. Really, told us saying we're going to see maybe is for sure like the others, but there might be something special about the case of Karen that I need to have this question. Maybe I'm for sure I understand that told us. Right? And it comes from Avos, let's say, for now. So for sure it's Kiyotzi, for sure it's like Avos. But maybe there's some sort of specific Kiddush that I would have thought that what? That by Karen, because of Tamei Mor, which we'll explain right now, that's why the Rif has to say that. So again, fundamentally, or methodologically, he would say that when he says this case, is it Bedavka? Excuse me, Lav Dafka. He's just giving a, as a Siman. Right? He's basically saying, it's a nice idea, this is the model, but it really applies to everything. And it's going to be a specific principle that he's going to say of Kol Dosei Lav Kiyotz Behen. Or is it really, no. Really, there's something he's honing in on a special Chiddush dealing with Karen. Okay? Wait, what did you say? Right? So let's go to the Rosh. Let's go to the Rosh. What? Hold on, before we get to that guy. Okay? This is how it's set up. Now, everyone open up the Rosh. Because the Rosh explains the riff, and now we're going to help explain this. Everyone open up the Rosh. What does the Rosh say inside? What? The Gemara. The Gemara talks about it. Meaning the actual told of Karen and told of that one? Yeah. That we're asking? The Gemara, it says, on base of a base, told of the Karen Ma, and it explains it. Okay? You got to keep reading the Gemara. Good? We'll get there. Hayanira. He quotes the riff. Levine, please read for me. Hayanira lo the Rabbeinu Yitzchak.
Hayanira lo the Rabbeinu Yitzchak. She'im lo matzinu chiluk mitashlumi nezikim lo haya hasofer mistapeh.
Hasefer mistapeh. What does that mean?
That it appears to the riff that...
Right? The riff's name was Rabbi Yitzchak Al-Fasi. Sturm, are you with me? In the Rosh.
If we...
Hayanira lo.
Oh.
Yeah, I got you. Hayanira lo. Right?
If were it not that we found the split in the Tashlumin...
Everyone with me where I'm up to? Daf Beis in the Rif?
After the
bowl. Everyone see where we're at? Jed, okay, everyone open up to the Rosh. Yeah. Kaz, you with me?
Yeah.
Good. Summers, with me? Yeah. The Rosh! Give it out. Here we go. Hayanirilo. Let's go. Tempel, you're on deck. Here we go. Says the Rosh. Here we go. Go ahead, Mr. Levine.
Were it not for the fact that there was a split in the Tashlumin Ezekiel, then the Gemara would not have been satisfied.
He's saying, what is this question based on, says the Rif? If it was not for this limited case, listen to what it says, and then I want everyone to jump on it. Jump! And be flabbergasted, just like you're flabbergasted with the question on Rosh. But what does he seem to be saying? The Rif says, Peirush! What's the question of Tolos Kiyos without Kiyos, man? It's limited if it wasn't for these chiluki din of Tam and Mu'al, Chatzi Nezek and Nezek Shalem from the Aliyah, paying from the Meitav Aretz versus paying from the Guf. If it wasn't for that, I would not have any suffix at all. Right? The Gemara would have no suffix whether Toldos is Kayotzman or Lav Kayotzman. Why? Keep reading. What does he say that? Why is that true? Does anyone understand that first line? If not, let's say it one more time. Hayanir lo Rabbeinu Yitzchak. Since he hones in on a specific case, Which specific case? The case of chiluki tashlumin, the distinction of payments, like we just said, between chazin, ezek, nezek, shalim, etc. Then the sefer would not have any suffix. The Gemara would have no suffix by nezikin, whether what? Whether it's told the same piyotzman of afkiyot. If it wasn't for these fine distinctions, there would be no suffix at all. Why would there be no suffix at all? Look what he says. He explains why not. The mehecha.
Misvara. כל תולדות האבות כיוון שדומים להם בכל צד למה נכון תשלומים
כמה what does he say? Listen to this line look at the board and start yelling at me. Okay, read that line again. What does he say? Now explain to me that line you just read.
He says that it's obvious that it's on the right side.
Well, forget about right for a second. Stop. Tell me again. What does he say? What does he say? Explain to me what he said.
Based on logic, it's obvious that they're yotzei b'hem.
It's obvious that it's okay? Mehecha tesis. What does he say? From where would I know? Where would I even think that Tolda Sein is lav kayotzeben? From where would I know that? It's poshut that Tolda Sein kayotzeben. This is how he's explaining the riff's term, thought behind it. It's poshut that Tolda Sein kayotzeben. And therefore what? Where would I think that Tolda Sein is lav kayotzeben? I wouldn't even think about that. Tolos come from Abbas, so obviously it's like the Abbas. So therefore, what? That's what he says. Hold on, that's what he says, right? Mehecha teis. Where I even think that Toldos saying is lav keyotzeben? It's pasha Toldos. One second, I know you want to say Toldos are kavos, right? Therefore, what prompted the riff to even say that the Gemara had a question? What is it? What prompted the riff?
The
case of Talmud. That's what prompted. Okay? Now, there are going to be two different ways now that we have to talk about. Okay? But again, it says, for Mehecha Tesef, right? Where would I think L'chalik Benayim? Kevin Diyadana Misvara. Since I know logically all the Toldos of Avos, Kevin Shedomin Lahem Becholtzad. The point is, the Toldos, what, are similar to the Av. So, Lama L'chalik B'tashlumin. Therefore, but let's finish it and then you'll ask your question. Elog, read please.
Ela kevan de chazina ktsad chilu b'tashlumin nezikin bein tam l'muad ba'af agav de tervayu avot
Ninu
hale alibo lefash feish v'liyata im atodo kayotze v'avot.
Okay, but since what happened, all of a sudden I saw that there's a distinction by what? By the tam and muad. Therefore, now I said, oh, maybe toldos are not like avos. Okay, and the simple one could have said that he's only talking about the Karen, but I think the more simple shot of the Rush is what? What is he saying? Once I find there's a distinction there, then
you
start questioning the whole piece. Okay, that when he bring, why does it bring up the case of Karen? Not like our question, right? The question we saw in Od Bet, right? I mean, although some way only limiting it to Karen. He's saying, no, because I would not ever even had a half amino that told those would it not be like Avos. They're similar, there's a different act, but it's basically the same thing. The only way the whole question came to the surface was what? Because I found this distinction in payments. Once I had this distinction in payments, I didn't spread it around. Okay, that's the Rush said. Before your question, what question do you have on the language of the Rush? Looking at this, looking how you understood the Gemara. When I read this again last night, okay, and it said, Mehecha Tesef. From where would I think that what? Toldos are lav kayotze behen. What do you mean, Mehecha Tesef? Tell me where Mehecha Tesef on, Mr. Brick. Where's Mehecha Tesef on? Toma! Toma! What do you mean? That's what the Gemara, isn't that what the Gemara is bringing down? Isn't that what the Gemara is bringing down? What do you mean, Mehecha Tesef? The Gemara, didn't the Gemara bring down two models? Right? Didn't the Gemara say, whichever one you want to look at, we'll see how. I'm a little confused a bit. Right? Didn't the Gemara say that we have Shabbos? Okay, say it. Shabbos. Hello, Toma. Toldos say lav kayotzeben. Right? Toldos say lav kayotzeben. So therefore, what? Therefore, if obviously, right? Now hopefully everyone understands my introduction between my two pictures over here. Okay? Meaning, how does the Rush understanding the riff? How does he understand the Gemara, the question of Hachamai? Is he understanding it like this? Or is he understanding it like this? Is he saying that what? That which one is it more similar to? Is it more, is it, does he understand it that way?
No.
No. Why? Because if it is, you want to ask the question, Mechel Deisim, right? What do you mean Mechel Deisim? That's the Gemara's question. Isn't that the Gemara's question? Is it more similar to Tumah? And that's why, which one is it? Okay? So that's why when the Riff saw this Gemara, he saw this. This is the Riff. This is the Riff. The Riff says, when it says Hachamai, it's not asking me, meaning, it's not asking me what? Is Arba'ah Nezikin more similar to Tumah, more similar to Shabbat, and therefore I'll know the Halachot? No, you know what Hachamai means? I have two Avos. Okay, I know there's a precedent that says one time Toldos are like and Toldos are not like. What is here? Don't tell me what's similar or not. That, not asking what is more similar. Okay? So this is how the Riff understood this. Now the question that we have to get to right now is, the next piece is, what's the next follow-up question that Mr. Brick's going to ask? This is how the Riff, according to the Rush's understanding, right, of the Riff, saw this Gemara. It's very possible that who saw the Gemara like this? Rashi. Very possible that Rashi saw the Gemara like this. Okay? Now, but again, okay, everyone has to read that back inside if that's true. But Mr. Brick, now, you're going to follow up with the question, you're asking a totally different question. So just hold on 1 second for a different question. It could be a bomb question, wait 1 second. Because I only have like 2 more minutes. Okay? So hold on 1 second. So, what does the Rush say? Mehecha Tesis, that I think told the same Al Kiyot's man. Mr. Brick comes to me, and that's what the clip of Harif on the bottom of Gimel said also. What do you mean Mehecha Tesis? Right? We do have a model. What's the model? Right? What Rashi said, isn't it similar to Tumah? So what's the question we have to ask? The Riff could have seen this also, right? Why didn't he say that? Why does he not say what? Why does he not say this model to say, you know, he said it's right? Why don't we look at what? The difference between and say that it's like Tumah. What is the distinction between? Why not say that it's similar to Tumah? Obviously, what are you going to have to answer to that? That they're different. You can't compare what? You can't compare the case of Nezek and Tumah. This told us are two different animals. Okay? And that's what the Pilpul Charifta says. And you have different ways to formulate it. Okay? We have a lot more to do. Okay, we'll take one question, but then from here we're gonna have to stop at this point. But we're going to pick up exactly this point. Because we have to go down to the Shir Klali. Okay? What? When are we picking up tomorrow? Thursday. What? Well, 9 o'clock. We'll meet here at 9 o'clock. Just to make sure everyone's in the sugya, and then we'll continue over here. Okay? If you have questions, what? No, it's not Chazar tomorrow. We're moving. Okay, we just started. What? I think we did a lot, but we still have more to go. Okay? Yes.